It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show. Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Hey, that's me. I'm Chris Van Vliet. And yes, this is the Chris Van Vliet Show. Very appropriate name for it, right? Thank you for giving us a listen as we start to navigate this podcasting world together. Me and you, you and me. And this is a big one. Although, as you can see from the length of the show, that's obviously not what I'm referring to. That's not what I mean by the big one. This is actually probably going to be one of the shortest episodes that we upload. But there's a lot packed into this conversation with Dave Bautista and Kumail Nanjiani for the new comedy Stuber, which hits theaters on July 12th. This is a good one. But before we get to that, the Chris Van Vliet Show is brought to you by Green Roads, and not all CBD products are created equal. We've heard a lot about CBD over the last year or two, and a lot of companies have launched hoping to cash in on the CBD boom, but they've got low quality formulas. And it's crazy, but a lot of them don't even actually have CBD in them. Green Roads is a pharmacist-founded company dedicated to improving the lives of people who take it, people like me. Their CBD oil is super easy to take, just a few drops under your tongue, and it's really helped me with my focus. I'm not like a stressy person, but it's really helped out a lot. Also, the Relax Gummies, very tasty and very helpful. So use my code CHRIS15 to get 15% off your order at greenroadsworld.com. CHRIS15 for 15% off at greenroadsworld.com. The Chris Van Vliet Show, also brought to you by the microphone that I'm speaking into right now and you are listening to. From Samson, from mics to mixers to headphones to cables and everything in between, Samson Technologies has what you need for broadcast quality sound at prices you can actually afford. Go to samsontech.com to check out their full lineup. So, we saw Batista wrestle his retirement match at WrestleMania 35. It was a loss to Triple H. We also saw Batista trip on his way into the ring. He says that was actually a really helpful part to his match. I'm not even joking. We chat about all that and get his thoughts on AEW and the origins of his now infamous "Give me what I want" promo that was actually an accident. Here you go. It's my chat with the stars of Stuber, Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista. You basically cut a promo on me on Twitter.
Not really. Not like a horrible one, but like a fun one.
Yeah, it was great. And I was like, they gave me what I want.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea when you cut that give me what I want promo that it was going to turn into like kind of a meme?
No. No, it's weird. Like sometimes when I look for, like, when I tweets, a lot of tweets are kind of generic and kind of the same, but sometimes there's tweets that will just catch your attention because, I don't know, they're out of the norm or they're interesting or they give you something to, you know, kind of talk about. But, yours was. I liked it. So
I appreciate it. What about the actual promo that you cut on Triple H? Did you think that would become, like...
Which one?
Give me what I want!
Oh, it's weird because we got somewhere... In that thing, it was supposed to be that, but we didn't really figure it out. We didn't talk about it. It wasn't written out. So there's certain things we were looking for in that promo, and there was something that I hadn't said, so he kept dragging it out. And I wasn't sure what it was, so I had to keep escalating, because once I went there, I couldn't go back.
Right.
So that's why he kept screaming it louder and louder. I'm like waiting for his cue, he's waiting for my cue, and we just weren't getting there. And then finally it dawned on me that I needed to say something in that promo. I can't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, that's why it got like bigger and bigger and bigger. It wasn't intentional.
When was this?
This was a couple weeks before WrestleMania.
Oh, for WrestleMania.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks before WrestleMania. Yeah.
Since so much of this movie takes place in an Uber, what's the worst thing that an Uber passenger could do?
Oh.
Any bodily worst? Function
yeah.
is not good.
Yeah.
Any of them. Pee, poop.
Yeah. Yeah, or just be kind of generally rude.
Don't be a nice person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think people forget that this is just another human being who's, you know, trying to make some money.
Well, but that's true, I mean, all around. Like, people who are rude to waiters or anybody, you know.
Don't start having a personal discussion. Don't get in and start, you know, talking politics to your Uber driver. I mean, they don't... Just there to, you know, they want to work.
They're providing
trying to have
a
good
service,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to have a good day, pleasant conversation. We'll talk about the weather. You know, let's not make this a deep personal debate.
People go for it sometimes.
I love that in the Uber review talking about you in the film, there's an Andre the Giant reference. Mm-hmm. Was that in the script originally?
No. I don't know where that came about. Did it come from you?
I don't remember who it came from, but that was one of the things that we did talk about a lot because we were like, we can have, because it's on the screen, so you can rewrite it, you know, any different way. So all that
fat
stuff.
Freddie Mercury thing came from me.
that was your idea. Yeah, that's
calling yourself Fat Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, because there was a bunch of different alts there, but I thought a Fat Freddie.
That's
Mercury
very funny. That's perfect.
Well, what was your first impression when you met Dave?
Just that he was just a very, very lovely, normal guy. You know, I mean, if you see Dave on screen, obviously, if you're a wrestling fan, the Batista you see is very different from the Dave. Yeah. What's the Beast? That's what they call
Batista,
you?
The Animal.
The Animal.
Batista, animal.
Yeah. It took some doing explaining that to people because I was kind of really stuck with that stigma. And some people were disappointed to find out that I wasn't that guy.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's why it was hard for me to really get auditions and meet with people because they just thought I was that guy from wrestling. Yeah.
I was at WrestleMania this year. What happened as you were going into the ring there?
I tripped.
Did you trip on something?
The rope.
No, I tripped. I think one of my boots got stuck on the rope. But it also had to do with, it was a lot of different factors. And at the end of the day, I just tripped.
I thought it was awesome. I loved that moment, too.
You know what's funny is because I was so worked up before that, and after I tripped, I just had fun. Like, I thought it was funny. I had fun. I went out, and I just started really just living in that moment because I knew it was just, that was the last time I was going to be there. And as I looked around, I saw Triple H's parents. And as soon as the lights went out, I went over and hugged them. I was like,
"Oh, you know them?
Oh yeah, I've known them for years. Yeah. Like, you know, 20 years I've known them." That put me at ease, believe it or not, that tripping. But it really, because I was in that car a lot longer than people think that I was in that car, just sitting there getting cold. I warmed up like three times before I actually went out
because it was a long WrestleMania.
It was a long show. Yeah, yeah. So I was cooped up in that car, got out. I was terrified. I was nervous. I was cold again. I was worried about that. I was concerned about way too much other than our match. And then after I tripped, it just all went away.
So you say this is the last time we'll see you out there, but we know how wrestling retirements usually work.
No, this is a real wrestling retirement. I'm done. My in-ring career is over. I would love to go back on the show because I love the company. I believe in the product. So I will go back and I'll go to the show. And if they ask me to go in the Hall of Fame, I will. Oh, sorry, I'm monopolizing this.
No. This is interesting.
But I will not. I will not have another wrestling match. I will go broke before I have another wrestling match, and I will not go and wrestle for another promotion.
Wow,
it's not going to happen.
Well, what do you think about the fact that there now is another promotion? There is legitimate competition for the first time in 20 years.
What do you mean another promotion? There's another
AEW just started up,
and it's huge.
Yeah, I don't see it as legitimate competition. I see it as competition, which is great. There should always be competition. But until they actually produce one of their own major stars, until they actually have a production that is as big as WWE, and until they start... I mean, WWE's already got... They've got the next three generations of superstars because they have, like, NXT camps all over the world now. They're so far ahead of the game that I don't see any real competition, not even close.
Well, I mean, they've only had one show as of right now. Mm. Perhaps if we had the same conversation in a year or two, it would be different.
But I believe that competition is always good, especially in the sports entertainment industry. I really support them.
Kumail, the Uber rating obviously meant so much to you in this film. If you guys were to give each other a rating on their performance, an Uber rating of each other, how would you rate Dave? And then Dave, how would you rate Kumail? Sure.
Oh.
Or just as a human. Maybe, you know.
Five.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But this was too easy.
You're going to get a lot of love here.
All right. Well, Kumail, and you drove a lot in the film. How did you rate Kumail's driving?
No, he's a great driver.
No, I'm in real. Well, I get into a little bit of. Driving. I get into frequent accidents. Yes. Well, yeah. Well, I did have to actually drive sometimes. Yeah,
and sometimes we couldn't get this damn car to start. It was always like an issue.
Well, yeah. But Nissan Leaf is a wonderful.
It wasn't vehicle. Because of there was mechanical problems. It was because we couldn't find the key.
We had
the wrong key because we had multiple cars.
Right, we had multiple cars, multiple keys. You get in the car with the wrong key, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it wasn't because the Leaf was dying on us or it wasn't working.
No, not at all. They were great.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank such a pleasure you. To see you again. Great to meet you. Well, there you go. Dave Bautista, Kumail Nanjiani. I really wish that could have been longer, but I am super grateful to even just have the opportunity to talk to them. So thank you to 20th Century Fox for inviting me to Los Angeles to do that interview. And the movie's amazing. Bautista is a hell of an actor. Unfortunately, sometimes a lot of wrestlers still act like wrestlers. Bautista, though, is a wrestler who acts like an actor. And he shows off his soft side in this movie in a scene where he cries. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, he cries. Stuber in theaters on July 12th. So, big thanks to Green Roads. Use the code CHRIS15 at greenroadsworld.com to save 15%. Also, big thanks to Samson Technologies. And you can head to samsontech.com to see their badass microphones, that's what they're called. And of course, a big thank you to you for joining us on this audio journey as we continue to upload more and more episodes. We are just getting started here. Woo!